This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Discussion begins on different reports in general convention of Rashtriya Pratantra Party. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota returns home after attending Inter-Parliamentary Union Assembly and Delhi records worst November pollution in years. Now the news in detail. Discussion on the social report presented by Chairperson Pashupati Shamsher Jangbahadur Rana has begun in the closed session under the Unity General Convention of the Rashtriya Pratantra Party RPP. Representatives elected for the National Convention across the country have been participating in the discussion. RPP leader Bhuvan Thapa said that discussion would be held on economic report of another chair Prakash Chandra Lohani as well as political report of Chair Kamal Thapa soon after the discussion on social report completes. The amended statute would be passed and election schedule would be announced till this evening on the basis of suggestions of a general convention representatives. Leader Sundar Pandey said that 4,700 representatives across the nation are participating in the general convention. A 199-member new working committee, including 8 office bearers, 1 chairperson, 4 vice chairpersons, and 3 general secretaries, would be elected from the general convention. The RPP's Unity General Convention would take place till 3rd of December. A meeting of the top leaders of the 5 ruling parties has suggested Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Rana to appoint Acting Chief Justice while on leave. A meeting of the top leaders of the 5 parties held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata today suggested that the court proceedings be expedited by appointing an Acting Chief Justice as the court has been obstructed for a long time. The parliamentary delegation led by Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota returned home today after participating in the 143rd Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU. The Nepali delegation had left for Spain on 24th of November. The assembly was held in Madrid, the capital of Spain, from 26th to 30th of November. In course of the assembly, Speaker Sapkota addressed to the IPU assembly as well as the meeting of the non-aligned movement. In his statement to the assembly, Speaker Sapkota said the NAM is still relevant today due to the various developments as threat to global peace, foreign interference in domestic affairs, inequalities and improper behavior. He said Parliament is the living embodiment of democracy and it is where people can change their rulers in a peaceful manner. Talking to media persons at Tribhuvan International Airport after his arrival, Speaker Sapkota said he put his views in detail on the merits of Nepal's constitution and its salient features like inclusiveness, proportional representation and the achievements of a democracy before the international community. He said Nepal's representation at the assembly has been done in the right way and in effective manner. The speaker said he found the international community has taken Nepal as a country moving ahead consistently along the democratic path after the promulgation of the constitution. On a different note, he said he would concentrate his attention to ending the stalemate seen in the parliament. The speaker said that he will convene an all-party meeting as well as a meeting with the stakeholders immediately for regularizing the parliamentary business. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. District COVID Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tees Oli said, a 90-year-old man of Badaya Tal rural municipality died of coronavirus infection. Free shuttle bus service has been started to and from the Golden Gate up to the internal terminal building of the Tribhuvan International Airport. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali inaugurated the shuttle bus service on Wednesday. It is said this service has been started for the convenience of the passengers and to stop the taxis operating from inside the airport, overcharging and cheating the passengers. The health condition of Chief Justice Cholena Samcharana is improving. He is undergoing treatment of COVID-19 pneumonia at APF Hospital, Bolombo since 29th of November. A statement issued today by the spokesperson at the hospital, Superintendent of Police Dr. Praveen Nepal, mentioned that the health condition of ailing Chief Justice Rana is improving. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpashchim Province. There are chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the central and western high mountainous regions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. According to official data, India's capital Delhi recorded its worst November year in at least 6 years. The city recorded 11 days of severe pollution, up from 10 days in November 2016. Data also showed that the residents of Delhi didn't experience even one good day of air quality through the month. Experts blame the burning of crop susceptible in neighboring states and the festival of Diwali for the alarming levels of pollution in November. The numbers are the worst Delhi has since 2015, when the Central Pollution Control Board started recording air quality data. Satellite data from NASA shows that there were 90,984 fires from stubble burning in three states, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh, between 1st of October and 28th of November. This was the highest number in 5 years, according to a report from the Council on Energy, Environment and Water. Scientists believe they have found the trigger that leads to extremely rare blood clots after the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. The team in Cardiff and the US have shown in exhaustive detail how a protein in the blood is attracted to a key component of the vaccine. And they think this kicks off a chain reaction involving the immune system that can accumulate in dangerous clots. The vaccine is thought to have saved about 1 million lives from COVID. However, concerns about rare blood clots shaped how the vaccine has been used around the world, including an alternative being offered to the under 40s in the UK. AstraZeneca's own scientists also joined the research project after earlier results from the team were published. An Australian minister has been stood aside from cabinet after a former staffer claimed their extramarital affair was abusive at times. Rachel Miller alleged that she had experienced bullying and intimidation during her relationship with Education Minister Alan Tudge in 2017. Tudge said he completely and utterly rejected the allegation, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the minister had agreed to stand aside while an investigation commenced. Miller Tudge's former press secretary had made their consensual relationship public a year ago, but on Thursday revealed further details. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Discussion begins on different reports in General Convention of Rashtriya Pratantra Party. Speaker Agniprasad Sakura returns home after attending Inter-Parliamentary Union Assembly and Delhi records worst November pollution in years. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.